time for Tea Talk, a podcast brought to you by your host, C. Tao, a medical esthetician, professional cosmetologist, and a beauty blogger and vlogger hobbyist. She talks beauty, fashion, love, and lifestyle. Ready, set, go.
Welcome back to See Cosmo Beauty's podcast. For today's discussion is what to look for in a man. Ladies, if you have a specific type in mind and haven't had any luck finding a decent man, then you're in trouble. One of the biggest problems with having a type is never being able to break out of this same repetitive cycle of the same type of man and their same shitty behaviors. So just know that a decent man, a real decent man, can't be found at the club. Girls, they just can't be found at the club because they won't be at the club. And if you ever happen to take one home, please just stop everything you're doing right now. And I'm serious. Get online. Email me right now because I got to hear you out. If you already have a partner and he's been nothing but possessive, then you need to send him back to his mother with express shipping and put yourself back on the market. I just want to throw out there that a real man don't tell you how to dress, how to act, or who to be. He definitely doesn't have his eyes roaming around either. And if your man falls within all these categories, girlfriend, then you better draft up that divorce paper and break it off. Let me tell you the mindset between two type of guy. Let's just go ahead and call them the men and gentlemen. Now, a man will tell his woman she's not enough. He will degrade her in any way he can. A man will control her and question her, even her worth. He will silence her, and instead of being proud of her beauty, he tries to possess it so no one else can have her. And when she is finally stripped of all her worth, her beauty, and most importantly, her pride and regality, then he starts comparing her to another man's wife. What the fuck is going on here? Now let's go ahead and look into the mindset of a gentleman. A gentleman knows what he wants. He praises his woman and he go as far as to even appreciating her for literally nothing. He thinks she's beautiful and he listens to her. He supports her dream and embrace her beauty. What differentiate these two type of guy is that a gentleman invests in his woman. He focuses on what he have and triple that investment. I hate to put women as an object, but men, their mind are very simple. And that's probably how it process all the time. However, a gentleman knows she's not perfect. He help her work through her flaws by patiently watching her become the woman she is meant to be. And almost always, a gentleman's woman is the one that a man compare theirs to. So moral of this whole entire comparison, find someone who loves you when you are unlovable and never for once take who you are for granted or try to change the originality that you are. Now, if you are a creature to habit, then you need to shatter those walls and let a little light shine through. You need to just be an Edward Cullen and let your body glitter. Now, go out and meet new people. Don't deprive yourself of the opportunity to meet a great man just because you're extremely picky and shallow. You know who you are. I'm not saying go out and pick a bum off the street. I mean, be open-minded and try to really just know people for who they really are. Only then will you start to break the cycle of always resorting to the same type of useless guys you met in the past. Now, ladies, as women, it's very important that we know our self-worth. And it's important that if you are a mother, you teach your daughter early about her self-worth. If you don't, I'm going to tell you right now, someone is going to come along and tell her. So I want to say that, you know, I don't want to confuse you in thinking that being extremely picky and shallow, that you have to lower your standards because you're picky and shallow. No, you're picky and shallow because you're shallow. Okay, it has nothing to do with standards. Now, when I'm talking about standards, I'm talking about, you know, finding someone who is respectful, who is, you know, decent, just up there. If they're not like the best, at least average, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then we will put that discussion on another podcast. However, I also don't mean to lower your standards, okay? I want you to understand that. I want you to be open-minded, but not to lower your self-worth and just pick up any fish in the sea. That's not what I mean. I mean to lower your standard to the point where you are not so close-minded. Like, break out of that cycle of having a specific type of standards, if that makes sense. Find a man who respects your standard. Most importantly, a man who respects your standard. It's all about the principle, baby. It's hard to really find anyone authentic these days because the social norm in today's society doesn't hold anyone accountable for their actions anymore. People want a beautiful relationship, but they don't want to put in the commitment. I am a huge believer of the law of attraction. It's something that I religiously follow for the past couple years. And so I believe that when you put authenticity into the universe, that's exactly what you are going to get back. And it's a really simple concept. I think people look too hard into it, like it's a magical bag. It doesn't work like that. So for example, if you are genuine and you are who you are, you're going to attract people who are genuine just like you and who are honest just like you. And then that's where science come in. Let's talk about chemistry. Likes attract likes, right? So however you are, you're gonna attract everything that's you back to you. Now you're probably wondering, what the hell did this have to do with finding a decent man? It has everything to finding a decent man. Real recognize real. Back to the concept we spoke of earlier about the comparison between men and gentlemen. Gentlemen know exactly what they want in a woman. And as a woman, it's not our job to go chasing waterfall. However, it is our job to work on ourselves, be independent and strong to the point when a good man do come along, he's nothing but a bonus. And this takes us back to the concept of the law of attraction. When you are strong and independent and everything that you are, you will attract the same type of nature to you. So if you are strong, independent, and wise, you know, you're gonna eventually attract a strong, independent, and wise friend or a strong, independent, wise man. Because you know exactly what you want out of someone. You know exactly what you want. And you know exactly how you want someone to treat you and what you will take and what you won't take. So the secret in order to find a decent man, ladies, we must find ourselves first. My time is coming to an end right now, and I want to thank my listener for their support. Don't forget to tune in on my next podcast. It's time for Tea Talk.
Stay tuned for next week's episode. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to head on over to iTunes to rate, like, download, and subscribe. Visit www.ccosmobeauty.com for more beauty and fashion. It's time for Tea Talk.